Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your host, Mubasher Akhtar from Brooklyn, New York. This is a message of concern by email W.D. Muhammad. I'd like to first begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I openly bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. And we have been blessed and taught by Imam Wahdi Muhammad, the son of Elijah Clara Muhammad, the proper way to see and understand the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah. We have been taught that if you are worshiping a God that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, then you are worshiping a false God. So thanks to Almighty God and Allah for blessing us with a leader that he had blessed with insight into scripture, especially getting the proper understanding that God had revealed to all of the prophets, from Adam to the last Muhammad, peace be upon all of them. We bear witness that Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, he has no sons, no daughters, no mother, no father, sisters, brothers, aunts, and uncles. He's God and God alone. He's the one that created and gave human life. And then the human life, he allowed us to have mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, and cousins, nephews, and nieces. We thank Almighty God for blessing us with such a magnificent blessing. I also bear witness that it is Muhammad Ibn Abdullah that was born 1,433 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, Mecca. He is the last of the prophets. He is the seal of the prophets. And he's the messenger of Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Dear beloved people, I'd like to greet you with the greetings, once again, of all of the prophets, from Adam to Muhammad, of peace be unto you, of assalamu alaikum. As usually, on this day, Wednesday, from 6:30 to 7:30, my subject will be a message of concern by Imam W.D. Muhammad. And I'd like to read what the Imam says about this message of concern. He says, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, out of respect for man's creator, a message of concern by Imam W.D. Muhammad. Imam Muhammad said, what would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race presented pitiful and in pain, the savior of all men? He goes to our holy book, the Quran, Surah 3, verse 6 and 4, and it reads, say, O people of the book, come to common terms, as between us and you, that we wish of none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bound to God's will. Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods, we are only men. Models from the models he, Allah, created. Today, dear beloved people, first we'd like to thank Almighty God, and we give thanks to God always. And we ask God's mercy, and our prayers will be upon those people that have suffered here in New York, especially on Long Island, Staten Island, and the different parts of New York that was hit tremendously by the storm we just had called Sandy. And the state of New Jersey, which was particularly hit very, very hard. I have relatives in New Jersey, and I pray to Almighty God that all of them are safe and sound. Dear beloved people, this is why we have to see and realize and understand that there is a creator over all of this here. And the one that created us, put us into a world that he created, and he offered this world as a mercy, as a mercy from him to us. And when we look, I've been looking at the news, and it's been on Earth since this storm has hit this area, and I'm seeing how we should really, really think with a conscious mind now that there's a creator that has created us and put us in this world, and that he has given man a tremendous position in the world, and also the woman a tremendous position in his big creation called the world. We are the crown of God's creation, as the Bible say, the vicegerent. And our holy book, the Quran, is called the Khalifa. The vicegerent is made up of both male and female, and the Khalifa is made up of both male and female. It is the men and the women that God has put in charge of his creation. We are the highest form of God's creation. We are above the plant life, the animal life, the marine life. We are the highest form of God's creation, and God has given us his mercy and has restored his great mercy upon us by making us human beings. At the same time, the one that created us, he has given us a limited free will. Some of us just look at, we got a free will, but we must realize that God allow us to have a free will, but put a limitation on it. We're no gods. We're mortal from the mortal. He, Allah, created. When we look at what has happened, especially here in New York where I'm at, and the other parts of the area where this great flood took place, the hurricane, we should really humble ourselves and thank Almighty God over and over again that we who was blessed not to be affected as many other people was affected by this here catastrophe. And we should all join in together as human beings, putting down what color you might be. No matter whether you're a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man, it is a human being that feels this situation more than anything else, any other creation that God has created. We should thank Almighty God over and over again, those of us that have survived, because many people lost their lives. And all of us that are still living, we should pray for those people and pray for their families. And ask Almighty God to strengthen the families of those people. Because I sit here and look at the TV, and I'm an African American descendant of slaves. And hard for me to hold back the tears that when I've seen what has happened to people outside of my ethnicity. We are human beings. And we have been tricked to be made to believe that just because of our skin color, that we might be different than a human being other than the skin color that God blessed us to be born in. I hope one day that my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren will be able to put an end and override that ignorance that their foreparents, our foreparents, and their parents and grandmothers and grandfathers might be tied up in right now while I'm talking. You know, dear beloved people, when we look at the magnificent creation of a human being, it's a marvelous creation. The male and the female, the man and the woman is a marvelous creation. It's the highest form of God's creation. God didn't create this world for us to be divided because of our skin color. Because God says to us in our holy book that he is the one that formed you and shaped you in the wombs of your mother. Why would I be angry with another person that is born a color different than mine when I did not create that person? So this message of concern is very, very instrumental. If we would take it at heart and study this here with a conscious mind, a rational and logical mind, to get the wisdom of what Imam Wafidi Muhammad has been blessed to bring out to the whole of humanity when he says, what would happen if people were sending churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man, the savior of the world before them? Has something happened like this here in the world? Yes, it has. I have been taught coming up in the Christian church and in my environment as an African-American descendant of slaves to look at God and see God in the image of the European Caucasian white man with blonde hair and blue eyes, European features, and they call him a Jew. Now, that didn't affect me in early parts of my life because I could not think on these things like I can think now. But I want to share something with you from our beloved leader, Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad, in a book he wrote called Islam, the Religion of Peace. Imam Muhammad says here, he says, man's religious consciousness has developed slowly and gradually through the ages. And this is what this message is designed to reach, the consciousness of the man and the woman, that God said that is the crown of his creation, that is the Khalifa. This message is designed to reach your consciousness and hope that Almighty God pray that it registers on your consciousness the right way. So if you're caught up in racism and think you're better than someone because of your skin color, then this message is designed to appeal to your consciousness on the highest level. Imam Muhammad says man's religious consciousness has developed slowly and gradually through the ages. He said through Prophet Muhammad is the last of the prophets. He is the seal of the prophet, and he belonged to the prophetic brotherhood that all the prophets belong to. And the Imam is pointing out some very helpful information to us, and he's coming from Scripture. And I'm reading this here, a message of the Imam. He's coming from Scripture. And he said, man, religious consciousness has developed slowly and gradually through the ages. Through Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the revelation of the great truth from Allah was brought to the completion which Jesus spoke of when he said, and I'm going to read what Jesus said after I see this here. This is the Judeo-Christian nation. In America, this Christian nation say they follow the prophet Jesus. Peace be upon them. Honorable noble prophet of Jesus, the honorable noble prophet Jesus Christ, the prophet that God sent to humanity and to the whole world, and he was the messenger of God himself. Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Now, you Christian, you can go get your Bible and look at St. John chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. And this is Jesus speaking. He's saying to the people that was in his day and time, and they were listening to him and accepting him to be who he was, and that was a prophet from God. He says, I have yet many things. Now, Jesus said, he had told him a whole lot of things before he said this. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. How come you could not bear them? Because your mind, the intelligence of your mind, your religious consciousness, your consciousness, had not most of those people's consciousness had not developed to the level of the understanding of Christ Jesus, peace be upon the prophet. So he had to handle them and teach them. And that's why they'll call little children in the scripture. Paul referred to the Christians as little children. Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. Who is he going to hear it from? The one that sent it? Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Not only did he send Jesus, He sent Adam. He sent Abraham. He sent Moses. And he sent Muhammad and all the rest of the prophets that came to humanity. God sent them. He is the one, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. He has no associate. He has no partner. He has no son, and there is none like unto him. Almighty God says, Jesus says this here, But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, who is this he? The Christian wants to put that on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not independent of itself. The Holy Ghost has to be represented in coming from the spirit of a human being. And you have made, and this Christian world has made great big mistakes and trying to make the human being, the Holy Ghost, an independent entity outside of the human being. The spirit has to have a body to dwell in. And you cannot, and you have to have that body so that that spirit can be projected and introduced and permitted to go out from that physical body of whether it be a male or a female, to touch the spirit of another physical body. So we must understand that God is not the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These things is not equal to the one that created who you call the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Most of you call Jesus Christ your Father. But our holy book, in your holy book, Jesus Christ is not the father of any of us. We don't see where he was married. We don't even see where Jesus was married. We don't even see where he had children. We don't see where he had sons and daughters. Because Jesus Christ and his mother, Mary, is a sign. As our holy book, the Quran, say, Jesus and his mother, Mary, is a sign. They're a sign. And a sign is something that points direction. So Jesus Christ, he's pointing to someone that is coming after him. And that one that came after him was the last prophet, Muhammad. And this is what the Imam had to say too. He said, this was the greatness. What Jesus Christ said, the one that was coming after him, he will show you things to come. Huh? Imam Muhammad said, this was the great mission of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who brought al-Islam to guide us into all truth. Why al-Islam? Why this great religion al-Islam? Because God says to us in our holy book, this day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you al-Islam as your religion. Now, he's talking to Muhammad the prophet in our holy book, the Quran, the last revealed book. This revelation was revealed to him. And God tells him, the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet, he's speaking to all people through Muhammad. He said, this day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you al-Islam as your religion. So the Imam said this was the great mission of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon the Prophet, who brought al-Islam to guide us into all truth and to meet the moral and spiritual requirements of an ever-advancing humanity. Allah himself, the creator of everything, decreed al-Islam as the religion for humanity. He tells us in the Holy Quran, this day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you al-Islam as your religion. The Imam said, this was among the last revelations of the Holy Quran. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, received it 81 or 82 days prior to his passing. Imam Muhammad said the name Muslim comes from the Holy Quran. It was not a part of the Arabic language before the Holy Quran was revealed. The Holy Quran says, he named you Muslim both before and in this revelation. Imam Muhammad said, all of Allah's representatives and messengers were Muslim. The Holy Quran says, behold, his Lord said to him, talking about our father Abraham, most of you who is familiar with Judaism and Christianity, you're familiar with Abraham as being one of our fathers, Adam, a father, and Abraham, a father. The Holy Quran says, behold, his Lord said to him, Abraham, be Muslim. Bow your will to me. Abraham said, he said, I bow my will. Listen, he said, I bow my will to the Lord and cherisher of the universe. And this was the legacy that Abraham left to his sons. Now, dear beloved people, this world, this Christian world, this world that we're living in now, in Christianity, they have sensitized the innocent people. They call themselves Christians, and some call themselves Jews, and Muslims too. Abraham said, I bow my will to the Lord and cherisher of the universe. Now, you can't continue to say that Jesus Christ is your Lord, because Jesus Christ did not create the universe. Jesus Christ, peace be upon the prophet, he didn't even create himself, brothers and sisters. It is the Lord and cherisher of the universe. That's the one who started it. That's the one who brought it into existence. And that's the one that is the creator of all things in the heavens and the earth and in between. Now, we might call him by different names. Christians might have a name for him, Jews. All people on this earth might have some kind of name they want to call the Creator. But he revealed the last revelation to our holy prophet. And he told him, based on what Abraham was before Moses, Abraham was before Jesus, Abraham, peace be upon the prophet, Abraham was before Muhammad. Huh? So his two sons, Ishmael and Isaac, they was before Jesus. They was before Moses. They was before Muhammad too. So Abraham said this was the legacy that Abraham left to his sons. Now we are the offsprings of these sons. Many of us, we're the offsprings of Abraham. We are all the children of Abraham. When we say we're the Abraham's sons, we're talking about his followers. Sons in scripture means followers. And this is what they confuse the word son with. You know, used to spell son S-U-N and S-O-N. They sound the same, but they have different meanings. Because the sun is spelled S-U-N. That's what light up this little world to get you up in the morning and causes you to get on your job or get on your missions, whatever you have to do as men and women. The word sons coming from a physical person. A man have daughters and he have sons. But when we use this word son in scripture, it's talking about followers. The followers of these great people that we see in scriptures as prophets and messengers that God sent to humanity. So Imam quotes again. I'm quoting this from the Quran. That came from the Quran when it says, behold, his Lord said to him, Abraham, be Muslim. Bow your will to me. He said, I bow my will to the Lord and cherisher of the universe. And this was the legacy that Abraham left to his son. Now I'm going to go to the Bible, where the Imam is quoting from the Bible. And the Bible says, Jesus told his followers to pray to God. Listen, Allah. That's the name for God in our holy book, Allah. Jesus told his followers to pray to God, this is in the Bible, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did y'all read that? You Christian brothers and sisters, you Jewish brothers and sisters, you Muslim brothers and sisters, or whatever religion you believe in, and have faith in Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We know that you have the rational and logical sense and consciousness to hear these words and choose to make a decision on whether you have been wrongly or understanding and have been, or either you've been skillfully misled to believe in these and how you see these things. When you hear Jesus tell you in your holy book, where the scriptures say Jesus told his followers, and if you call yourself a follower of Christ Jesus, peace be upon the prophet Jesus. So Jesus told his followers to pray to God. He didn't say pray to him. Jesus ain't never told nobody to pray to him. This is what the deceivers have led the world to believe. And when they write with their own hands and say this is from God. Now this is from Jesus, the one that you say you worship, the one that you say and tell me and told my people. After you brought us out of Africa, you brought my mother and father out of Africa and put them into a worse form of slavery and took their religion from them, took their culture from them, their language and their God from them, and told them that Jesus Christ is their Lord and personal Savior. And you have helped on this to this idea right now. Dear beloved people, this is why there's so much catastrophe going on in the world. What makes you think that the creation, the human creation, is going to continue to disrespect the one that created this creation and put them in it? And you're going to give your allegiance, you're going to give your dedication to someone that would create that, to someone that is creation himself or herself. Some of you pray to women. Now, you know that's going to catch up with you sooner or later. So when we see things like this happening in the world that we've seen I'm experiencing here in New York City with the great floods and things that we have read throughout history, these are things just to get your attention. I don't care who you are. I don't care what status you have in this world. You can be kings and doctors and lawyers, governments and presidents. But there's a wake-up call that's going to come sometime in your life to allow you to see and make a judgment to rethink about what you have been believing in, rethink about what you how you see yourself as a human creation, and most of all, you're going to rethink about how you see the one that created you and the things that is around you that he made for you to enjoy and benefit from. So Jesus told his followers to pray to God. He never told nobody to pray to him. So someone has made a big, big mistake, or someone has skillfully misled the innocent and misguided people that love God and want to be with God and want to follow God, but did not have good understanding in the beginning of life. These people couldn't read and write. So it was the one that was had the circumstances to have money, to get an education, they became the teachers of the masses of people. And they are the ones that told them that this is what scripture said, or this is what that prophet said, or this is what that prophet did. And the ignorant masses, they had no other choice because most of them couldn't read. My people, they were denied to read. Don't you know we have a history, African American brothers and sisters, of you who are listening to me, who descended from the people that was brought out of Africa and put into America, we was denied to be able to learn to read. Don't you know any people that cannot read going to suffer the consequences for not being able to read? So they kept books out of our hands. They would not allow us to go to school. They would not allow us to read. I'm not saying this here to try to cause trouble, especially for the good people, the right-minded people. I'm saying these things so we can be free. I want to see not only my people free, I want to see people who have suffered and still suffering because of lack of their perhaps education level, that it is the learned one that can always come up and deceive them and use God's name. Jesus Christ told his followers to pray to God, that God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is in the Bible, St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Now, Jesus told his followers to pray to God. How come we should continue to allow I'm talking to the African-American people now, the black man and woman in America. How can we continue now to allow our children to go to church and listen to a preacher stand up in front of them and tell them, let's go for everybody, too. It ain't just black, go for everybody who have the idea that you should pray to Jesus Christ or any prophet. How is we going to allow our children to continue to go to churches in these institutions of learning and have people that have gone to college and got degrees in theology and say that they understand their scripture and read their book and read when Jesus said he told his followers to pray to God, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He didn't say let his will be done. He said let God's will. He will fall in the will of God, like Abraham bowed his will to God, his father Abraham. All the prophets bowed their will to God. So it's a big mistake, and we can't continue to go on in these mistakes. Because why? When we see a situation like this happen here that I'm looking at on that I've looked at on TV, and we see the human being life is being taken away from them. Many things is happening in the world that the human being has been put over as the crown of God's creation and as the Khalifa. But it has been their action and their consciousness and their deeds that has brought terrible, terrible mishaps on the human earth, on the human creature called human being and on the world. God says, do not destroy your own self. Do not destroy yourself with your own hands. A lot of things that we're saying is going on is because we have men and women that think they're God. Yes, women think they're gods too. God is. God is. No, we're not no gods. We're humans. We're mortals. We're mortals. Huh? God said, oh, people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we wish of none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves laws and patrons other than God. And then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we are at least a Muslim, bound to God's will. Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship, brothers and sisters, my human family, false worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods, we are only man. Mortals from the mortals, he Allah created. So sometimes things is come out of nature. Nature, he now says something in the Quran that speaks on that it is going to come a time when the nature going to be responding in the world. Nature will respond to the human being as though it itself had gotten revelation from God. So when we see all of these things happening, this is a wake-up call. I don't care what religion you say you belong to. This is a wake-up call, brothers and sisters, that there is nothing worthy of worship of God. And we can't go around and thinking we can do anything. We can't recover. We can't build nothing. We can't do nothing. We can't have nothing without God's permission. And who is the God? The one that created the heavens and the earth and everything in between, including you, old man and woman. There's a God over this creation. And you can't just keep disrespecting God and worshiping his creation instead of worshiping him. God is merciful. He's a merciful God. He's a merciful benefactor. He's the merciful redeemer. And he is the one that bless you with your fine cars and big homes and fine education. That's God's mercy on the hearts and souls and minds of men and women. So what does it look like you kneeling down and worshiping his creation over him that created what you're worshiping? We have to come to common sense, too. And we have to use our rational and logical understanding. I don't care what race or color or creed you belong to, who you say you are. God don't judge you because of your skin color or your wealth of your knowledge. God said, tell them, Muhammad, that there is no superiority of one race over another, or the black over the white, or the white-skinned Arab, or the dark, or the black-skinned Arab, or the black-skinned Arab, or the white-skinned Arab. The only way God sees us in our prayer, Audrey, when he told Muhammad, said, is through the one that is most obedient to God, the one that is most God-conscious. Huh? The one that's most God-conscious. When you pray to Jesus, you're not praying to God. Jesus is not God. I have to tell you this as your brother, because we are also taught by Muhammad the prophet through God to tell them to help your brother. Help your brother and your sister when they are in the wrong. And they asked the prophet, peace be upon the prophet, dear Holy Father, how can we help our brother and sister when they are in the wrong? He said, stop them from being wrong. That's how you help them. So this is what your brother Mubashir Akhtar is only trying to do. I'm not no racist. That has been cured in me. But I do love my race, and I believe in my race. And I am race conscious. It's a difference in being race conscious and being a racist. I'm conscious of my race. I'm conscious of what has happened to them. I'm conscious of what continues to happen to them. And I'm conscious that I don't want these things to continue to happen to my people that is given a religion that entices them to bow down and worship the image of a white man, blonde hair, blue eyes, European white man that they call a Jew. I'm conscious of that. And I pray to Almighty God that I can reach as many hearts and minds, not only of the African-American descendants of slaves, that idea was imposed on more than any other people. I'm trying to appeal to the white man, the brown man, the red man, and the yellow man, that you would know God, that God is not in your skin color, nor is it in my skin color. I'm a black man. No, God is not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or a yellow man. God is the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, and the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one God, one humanity, one creator. God was not born in Africa. Almighty God is the one that created the people that call themselves Africans. Almighty God was not born in Asia. Almighty God is the one that created the people that call themselves Asiatic people. Almighty God was not born in Europe, the Creator. He's the one that created the people to call themselves European. Almighty God, the Creator, was not born in South America, Central America, or the West Indian Islands. He's the one that created the people to call them, that identified with those parts of the country, the West Indian, South America, and Central America, Latinos, and Hispanic. And Almighty God was not born in the United States of America. He is the one that created the people that call themselves America. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Imam Muhammad goes on to say, when we study the prophets, we find that they all lived as one brotherhood. Please listen. Imam said, no prophet condemned another. When Jesus came, he did not condemn Moses. He verified Moses. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came, he did not condemn Jesus. He verified Jesus. Imam Muhammad says, from this, we learn that the prophets were not separated. Why shouldn't we, who follow them, live as brothers? Listen, please. Imam Muhammad said, why shouldn't we who follow them live as brothers? We shouldn't be enemies to one another. We have been brought into truth to be one family. How peaceful and cooperative the Christians, Muslims, and Jews would be if all could see the prophets as members of one fraternity. Allah told Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the same religion has he established for you as that which he enjoined on Noah. That which we have sent by inspiration to you, and that we enjoin on Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, namely, that you should remain steadfast in religion and make no division therein. To those who worship other things than Allah, hard is the way through which you call them. If you're worshiping something that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, this is hard. This way is hard when we call to you. Because you are bent on worshiping something other than what you should be worshiping. Jesus Christ did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. Adam did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. Abraham did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. Moses did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And Muhammad, the prophet, did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. They worship the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And that is the creator. That is God. And in our holy book, his proper name is Allah. So, dear beloved people, what is I'm getting at? When we look at the catastrophe that we just went through here in New York, shouldn't that make you see and understand that we all should come together as human beings and put down these labels? Sometimes you have to step out from these labels and deal with the content. Now, if you say that you are really truly follower of Christ Jesus, then why don't you follow Jesus in all of these good things that you read that Jesus say out of his mouth? Not what these people that say that was the apostles of Jesus, was disciples of Jesus, because there's a lot of mistakes when it comes to that in Scripture. Yeah, because Jesus Christ did not do a whole lot of things, and they accuse him, and they tell lies on all the prophets. That's why God says us in our whole book, why did you slay the prophets? Now, when you talk about somebody being slain or killed, most of the time the average person's mind goes to a physical death. That's when you kill somebody, it's all over. But don't you know that you can kill a person over and over again when you allow that person's image, his character, his rational and logical senses be destroyed? When you say you follow that person and you destroy their image by being ignorant and having no knowledge of the history of that person and what that person really stood for and how loyal that person was to his or her creator. When you take them people, that person, a mind and a spirit and consciousness out of context and confuse it with wrong and misunderstanding, you're slaying that person. And that person could have died thousands of years ago, but it's still in the hearts and the minds of the world because it was a good person. That's why God tells us in our holy book, count not my prophets, my messengers dead. They are not dead, they are alive, but you perceive not. If they are alive, then you should be living how Christ Jesus lived. If Jesus is alive in you, you don't see nowhere where Jesus prayed to himself. You don't see nowhere where Jesus prayed to creation. When his followers asked him to show them how to pray, what did he do? He prostrated himself, put his head down to the ground, and called out on the one that created him and everything in between and in the heavens and the earth. That's who Jesus called on. That's who Abraham called on. That's who Moses called on. That's who Muhammad called on. That's who our father Adam called on. After all, he was the first man. There was no other God that he was contending with trying to decide which one he was going to worship. No, there was only one. And that's what we're calling you back to, this message of concern. We're calling you back to the one true God. And he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He's the one that created the races of people. One God, one humanity, one human family. Huh? One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. I want to share with you something else that our beloved leader, Imam Wahfadi Muhammad, has said. He said, Islam, the religion of peace, wants peace for the whole world of mankind, for the human family. We are to promote peace, not only for ourselves, but peace for the world. The religions of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism are not unconnected. They are connected. If these religions are connected, then certainly the adherents to these religions and who believe in them are also connected. We are connected by faith in the same God and faith in the plan for mankind that our Creator gave us when He created us. Then He sent inspired men to guide us when we was deviating from that plan. We have faith in the life of mankind that God chose for us when He created us. When we look at Islam and its most important features, we see that Islam is very much like the Christian ideal and very much like the Jewish ideal. God says to us in our holy book, you will find among those who call themselves Christians, those who believe in God and promote justice and fair dealing. It says the same of the Jews. God says to us, Muslims, in our holy book, be a people for justice and promoting fair dealing. So Islam wants peace, justice, and fairness for all people. When we look at our religion in its most important features, we also see that Islam is a religion of unity for all people. Islam is the religion of peace. Islam is the religion of unity. Islam is the religion that presents us, a man, Muhammad, a human being like ourselves. And it also represents a man, Jesus, and Moses, and Abraham, and Adam. Imagine, Islam is the religion of peace. Islam is the religion of unity. Islam is a religion that presents us a man, the last of the prophet, Muhammad, a human being like ourselves. We ain't no gods, dear beloved brothers and sisters. We're humans, mortals from them all. He said, Muhammad, a human being like ourselves, and wants us to have faith in that man. God say, believe in God and believe in his messenger. And I think we miss what is most important. That is, most Muslims. These simple concepts and simple points in our religion that are very important to the understanding of our religion, we miss the main message. He's talking to the Muslim. You may say, God is saying to us that human life is good enough, strong enough to support the responsibilities that God created us for. The responsibilities not only for ourselves as individuals and for our families and neighborhoods, but for the whole life of mankind on this planet and in the world. Imam said, as the learned thinker in Islam, many of you Muslims know this name, Maulana Maudoodi, who passed away some 15 years ago. Huh? That's when Imam made this talk, and he was pointing to Maudoodi. He said, as a learned thinker in Islam, Maulana Maudoodi, who passed away some 15 years ago, said Islam is an idea for the reform of the world. Imam says, as a student of the Bible and the Christian beliefs, I know that Christianity too is an idea for the reform of the world, and I understand the guidance of the Torah revealed to Moses, peace be upon him, for the Jews and other prophets that they received. Their messages were to guide them to more and more understanding of an idea that was for the reform of the whole world. Imam W.D. Muhammad gave this address at the Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut, on April the 29th, 2003. And Imam has a quote under this talk. He said, Allah said, there is no compulsion in religion, meaning do not force anyone to become Muslim, for Islam is plain and clear. And his proof and evidence are plain and clear. Therefore, there is no need to force anyone to embrace Islam. Imam Muhammad said, one nation under God. Yes, he says, one nation under God. Muslims should first know that, so they can feel not only a citizenship, but also a strong identity along with all American citizens. Imam W.D. Muhammad. Dear beloved people, this is the leader that God blessed to be born in America, to bring about a new mind for El Islam in America and for the whole world. Imam Dawood Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad. They have recognized Imam Muhammad in many, many ways, and they have given him accolades, and they have acknowledged the good works of Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad in 1995, Imam Muhammad was selected as a president of the World Conference on Religion and Peace, the WCRP. And addressed his governing board in Copenhagen, Denmark. He was unanimously elected as leader of his community after the passing of his father in 1975. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, founder, leader, and builder of the Nation of Islam. Imam Muhammad's astute leadership, profound social commentary on major issues, piercing scripture insight into the Bible, Torah, and Quran, and his unique ability to apply scripture interpretation to social issues have brought him numerous awards and high honors. He was a man of vision who had performed many historical firsts. Imam Muhammad, in 1992, he delivered the first invocation in the U.S. Senate to be given by a Muslim. In 1993, he gave an Islamic prayer as President William Jefferson Clinton's first inaugural interfaith prayer service, and again in 1997 as President Clinton's second inaugural interfaith prayer service. He was presented Muslim. He has represented Muslims at the World Parliament of Religious Leaders for the Survival of the Earth in Oxford, England. His strong interest in interfaith dialogue led him to address the Muslim-Jewish Conference on March 6, 1995, with leaders of Islam and Reformed Judaism in Glencoe, Illinois, in October 1996. Imam Muhammad met Pope John Paul II at the Vatican at the invitation of Archbishop Will Cardinal Killer in the Focolare Movement. He met with the Pope again on October 28, 1999, on the eve of the new millennium, and St. Peter's Basilica with many other world religious leaders. In 1997, the Focolare Movement presented him with the Luminosa Award for promoting interfaith dialogue, peace, and understanding in the U.S. This past April 2005, Imam Muhammad sent a delegation of imams to a Muslim Christian and dialogue first symposium given by the Catholic-based Focolare Movement. The focus was, who is God for us? This program occurred after the recent inauguration of Pope Benedict XVI. In 1999, Imam Muhammad served on the advisory panel for religious freedom abroad, formed by Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. He assisted in promoting religious freedom in the United States and abroad. In April 2005, Imam Muhammad participated in the program that featured a conversation with Imam Dawood Muhammad and Cardinal George of the Catholic Archdiocese. It was a historical event which was enlightening and illuminating. There are many more accolades, achievements, and accomplishments made by Imam Dawood Muhammad that dignify the African-American Muslim as well as all Muslims in North America. His honorary doctorate, mayor, and gubernatorial proclamation give testament to his recognized voice and the benefit of his leadership to Muslim and non-Muslim alike. He was appointed to the World Supreme Council of Mosques because of the value of his work and leadership in America. Yesterday was the birthday of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. He was born October the 30th, 1933, in Detroit, Michigan. Hamachack, Detroit, Michigan. And we want to thank God for blessing us. And I thank Almighty God for blessing Mubashir Akhtar and my family and those of us that have journeyed through the leadership of Imam Muhammad for 33 years as our leader. That we are the ones, brothers and sisters, that Imam Muhammad is dependent on to take this message forward. And I am associated with a good brother, Imam Alpha Muhammad, who has a program called Religion Mean Alive. A new mind for El Islam in America and for the whole world behind the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. And there's many other brothers and sisters that have programs that is promoting the leadership of Imam Muhammad. So we want to thank God and we honor Imam Muhammad for his undying leadership, undying courage, for standing up in America and making us recognizable as African American descendants of slaves who was connected back to the religion that God had created for all humanity, that was our mothers and our fathers were taken away from when they were brought here and put in America and had the religion of Christianity imposed upon them. It is our religion of Islam that is a religion for all humanity. That's the common religion. That's the one that God gave for all people. Islam, the religion of peace. So, dear beloved people, we thank God for the leadership of Imam Wafiq Muhammad. We thank God for his mother and father, the honor Elijah Muhammad and Sister Kara Muhammad, and all of those noble men and women that fought with them, that gave their lives, that stood firm in the hills of North America and presented to the world, ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. Our people did that. Our mothers and fathers did that behind the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad. And we came into the true and real understanding of who the Creator is. And his proper name in our holy book is Almighty God, Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, highly praised and glorified is he. He is the one that the world needs to see and understand that is only the one that is worthy of worship. And I know that been here in New York, sin would have gone down with this storm. I'm asking all of us to let us focus on the Creator, the Creator, the one that created this heaven and the earth and everything in between, and gave you an honorable and noble position, not as a rock, not as a tree, not as a fish, not as a goat or pig or snake. He gave you a position as his vice general, his khalifa. And he has allowed us the opportunity to show us, to show the world and to show God how thankful we are. And we are calling you back to your right position. And we are asking you, then let us take another look. If you have been worshiping a God that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, that you take another look at what you have been taught. And you have the ability in you, in your consciousness, and in your logic and rational senses, to turn to the one true God who created the heavens and the earth and everything in between, and bow down to that God and see the change that will happen in your life. And we can make a magnificent change when we put our voices together and call on the one that is responsible, whether you were born a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or yellow man, or no matter what country that you were born in. Let us turn to the one true God who created all of this magnificent world and allow you to be part in it as his khalifa and vice general. So, dear beloved people, I want to thank you, and I pray to Almighty God that he will bless Imam Wafiq Muhammad and the community of Imam Wafiq Muhammad, as he did bless Abraham and Muhammad and the community of Abraham and Muhammad. We ask Almighty God to make Imam Muhammad successful and the community of Imam Muhammad successful, as he make Abraham and Muhammad community successful. For surely that we are, for surely he is praised and magnified within our midst. Amen. I thank you. May God have mercy on you. We ask God to have mercy on the families that have suffered through the storm. Comfort them with his love and tender care. I greet you with the greetings of peace from all the prophets that came to the earth when they said, Assalamu alaikum. May God peace be upon each and every one of you. And next week, join us again from 6:30 to 7:30 with a message of concern. By Imam W.D. Muhammad, I am your host, Brother Mubashir Akhtar from Brooklyn, New York. Assalamu alaikum.